Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Haven't been going the way we planned. Feeling lonely, feeling lost, feeling nothing when I hold your hand. I'm wondering what's it gonna take to make a break, so let's make it right. You're saying things are gonna change, just gotta wait and let the wave pass by. But if you ask me, I think we might need some kind of lucky charm that's gonna get us through times like these. I pick four leaf clovers. I hold my breath until the graveyard's over. I make a wish of 11, 11. I'm always looking out for number 7. I throw my pennies into wishing wells. And when I make that wish, I never tell. I pick four leaf clovers. I cross my fingers that this ain't over for us. Eight leaf things haven't been going the way we planned. Circles turning purple, trying to figure out just who I am. Cause it ain't me to wait and see if I should leave this or turn around. Maybe you're right, we'll be alright if we just kick back and wait it out. But if you ask me, I think we might need some kind of lucky charm that's gonna get us to times like these. That's why you see, I pick four leaves.
Welcome to Topically Yours on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. And as my listeners know, I'm Deirdre Shuler, your host. Well, if you like that song, which was Four Leaf Clover, you're going to enjoy talking and listening to our artist today, Rachel Brown. She is a singer-songwriter. She's also a Ethiopian Bermudian extraction. That's a little different. Although she was born and raised in New York, I am told she is connected to Southern roots. We'll have to ask her about that. She's a self-taught guitarist and ukulele player. And Rachel is a Harvard graduate. How's that? And she's a recipient of the 2010 ASCAP Foundation Robert Allen Award and the 2011 Songwriters Hall of Fame ASCAP Foundation Abe Ullman Award for Excellence in Songwriting. Wow, that was a mouthful. Well, we have Rachel Brown with us, so let's give her a warm welcome. How are you, Rachel?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Very good. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Did you come from a musical family?
In my immediate family, no, actually. But I'm coming to find through talking with family that there were a lot of people from either my grandmother's generation or lots of cousins and things that were involved in music. But as far as my parents or anybody that I grew up with, there really wasn't anybody performing or writing or anything like that.
Are you an only child?
I am, yes. I'm an only child.
Well, now I was reading that some of the music that you play is like Hawaiian music and hip-hop seem so far apart. But I read
well,
that you bring that sound together.
I do. I mean, I do. I like to bring influences from all types of genres. Anything I sort of hear and connect with, I try to figure out how I'd like to incorporate it into my sound. And I'm very lucky that I perform with a band of about, it rotates, but we're at least 7 or 8 people at our maximum. And they all come from different backgrounds, too, so I get to have their influences, and I'll, you know, come up with an idea and ask how they might play it or how they'd approach it. And so that's just part of the way I've been able to bring a whole bunch of genres together.
Well, I hear some of your band members are African and Caribbean. How did you all come together? How'd you meet them?
It's evolved over the past few years. I think I first started playing with my own band going on 3 years ago, and I started out by, there used to be this African musician jam night at this hole-in-the-wall jazz club in Harlem called St. Nick's, and I went one night and was completely floored. I'd just been playing acoustic at that point, and I'd actually been looking to incorporate a little bit of the West African sound into my band sound, and I saw these guys play, and I was just blown away, and I asked if they might jam with me sometime, and from there we sort of, you know, jammed a little bit, found a couple guys, worked on it, and found a sound that I liked. And then over the years, it's just evolved either, you know, by word of mouth. I've, you know, wanted a different instrument and a friend of a friend would join, or we've played a show and somebody's actually even asked if they could play with us, and things clicked, and sort of it's evolved organically over the years into what it is now.
Well, I understand that you are naturally gifted in music. You weren't tutored or trained, were you?
I'm sorry?
I understand that you're naturally a natural musician and a singer. You weren't tutored or trained.
Oh, yeah. I sort of secretly taught myself in my downtime and when nobody was listening, because I was very shy about it. I bought a guitar and would write in my notebook and then slowly told people about it. But, yeah, I sort of did it on my own for a long time.
Well, how does one teach themselves how to play guitar? You just strummed until it sounded right, or?
Literally, yeah, pretty much. I had a book called Learning Guitar for Dummies, and between that and really just sort of, you know, I would read, you know, chord names and play them and play different versions and combinations until I really did find something that sounded right. So that's basically, yeah, how I learned.
Oh, I think that's pretty good.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I want to play as many tunes as I can for the folks so they can hear your extraordinary talent. And so I'm going to play Rockstar, because maybe that's what you'll be one day. Or at least you are. Here we go with Rachel Brown's Rockstar.
When you're here, everything's
were talking about the guitar, but you also play the ukulele?
Yes, that's right.
And what is the kora?
The kora is this 21-stringed, like, West African harp that we have in the band. It's played by a guy named Gikuba Sissoko in my band, and it's just this beautiful instrument that, traditional West African instrument that sort of can sound like so many different things, between a banjo to a mandolin to a sitar, just takes on such amazing tones.
Well, is it in any of the songs that you have on your CD called Building Castles?
Yes, you will hear it in a song called On Your Side and also in a song called Falling in Love Backwards.
Oh, okay. Well, all the songs are very lovely. In fact, I wanted to ask you about your songwriting process. You write all
mm-hmm.
the songs yourself? Every one of those songs are written by you?
They are. The one you heard was a co-write. I wrote the music with somebody else, but everything else on that was completely written by me, and sort of that's where my love for it all comes from, songwriting.
Well, what is your process? I mean, some people dream their songs, or what is your process?
It varies, but generally I sort of, either an idea will come to me or I'll really feel the need to sit down and write, and I'll sit with my guitar and notebook or my laptop and sort of mumble and strum chords and hum melody and sing gibberish until something starts to form into an idea or a thought, and then build from there.
Well, what song did you submit to win the ASCAP Foundation Robert Allen Award?
That was for Bumblebee.
Ah. I'm going to play Bumblebee at the end of the show because that happens to be one of the ones I like the best.
Oh, great.
They're all lovely, though.
Thank you.
And as you say, you're shy. And you started to write and sing at 19 years old?
Yeah. I mean, when I was little, I would write sort of little things here and there in my notebook. But I got my guitar and sort of, you know, really started taking it seriously when I was about 19. And it sort of, yeah, just all, it clicked at that moment, and I didn't want to stop doing it.
Well, when did you start performing publicly?
I did my first show my sophomore year of college. So it was about a year and a half or 2 years after I first started, you know, secretly writing. And then from there, I got the nerve to do open mics, and after I did enough of those, I started booking shows, and then sort of slowly but surely, you know, building up my courage to do it full time.
Well, I understand you went on a 40-date college tour. Was that
40 at that point,
dates
yeah,
in the same
many,
city, or
no?
Throughout
it's been many,
country?
Many since then, but I started college touring, I would say, about 2 years ago, all over the country.
So how long have you been out of college?
I graduated 3 years ago, almost
okay.
to the day, actually.
And as I mentioned before, you're a Harvard grad, which is exceptional.
Thank you.
And they selected you as among the 15 most interesting seniors. Again, you were always talking about being shy and doing things in secret. What was the interesting
yeah.
thing that you did that made them select you?
I think you'd have to ask them that. But I imagine it had to do with, you know, pursuing my music career and things of that nature.
Well, whose attention have you come to? Because I see that you've already opened for Mary J. Blige.
Yes, I've been performing and, you know, spreading the good the good news for the past few years.
Well, how do you get to the attention of someone like Mary J. Blige and Quincy Jones?
Well, I've just sort of, the right things have happened at the right time. I've gone around performing a lot, and, you know, people have been really supportive of the music, and it's given me wonderful opportunities to share it with even bigger audiences. So, you know, really things just sort of fell into place as they did.
Well, now, Quincy Jones is a big name in music, as Is he helping your career at all?
I did a show a few years ago at the Bermuda Music Festival that he was also part of, and that was great. I got to open for him and his orchestra.
And that's it? He hasn't... did he make himself available or to send your music to him or whatever?
We chatted a little bit, but, you know.
That was it. But as someone that I know that seems to have gone the extra mile was Wycliffe Jean. Tell me about him.
Wycliffe Jean, yeah. He was very supportive of my music and have played with him several times, and he's played at my shows, and he's just somebody who's really, really encouraging of young up-and-coming artists and really tries to help people out, and he's done a lot of that for me, which has been wonderful.
Absolutely. Well, where are some of the places you've played? I mean, just on, not just on stage, but in supper clubs?
Yes, I do. I have a residency at the Darby in New York City, where I play just about every week, which is a lot of fun. I'm usually there on the weekends or Thursdays. Otherwise, I do my college touring all over the country. I play a lot around New York City. I played a bunch back in Bermuda, where my father's from, and really any and everywhere.
So I gather your mother's the Ethiopian in the family.
That's correct, yes.
That's where you got the mixture. And how do you have Southern roots, having been born and raised in New York?
My father's father is from South Carolina.
So you spend time down there?
I have, yes. Not a ton of time, but I visited a bunch, and I had a chance to go down there when I was doing some college shows in the area, which was really nice.
Well, you know, I would like to get the address of the Darby, because you say you perform there, and people listening to the show might want to catch your act. So
yes,
where is the Darby?
The Darby is on West 14th Street between 7th and 8th Avenues. The number is 244 West 14th Street. I'm there Thursday, May 30th, and then onwards throughout June, and you can get my schedule at rachelbrownmusic.com.
Repeat that again.
rachelbrownmusic.com.
Okay. And that's where they can also, if they wanted to buy your EP, which is called Building Castles.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's available on iTunes, and also all the links for everything you can also find at rachelbrownmusic.com. But yeah, you can find it on iTunes, Amazon. If you come to a show, you can get a hard copy.
The CD Baby? Is it on CD Baby?
I'm not sure, actually, if it's on CD Baby, but it's on almost any and all digital retailer.
Well, are you touring with Building Castles, or is that for the future?
Yes. I'm mostly playing in New York now, but I do travel and tour, and that's the record I have out now. So,
well, what do your parents think? You say you've done quite a bit in secret, but I'm sure they're aware. And are they supportive?
They are extremely supportive. I'm very lucky. From day one, they've, you know, encouraged me to pursue this, and they're at every show they can possibly attend, and I've been very lucky to have that.
Now, why don't we give your band members a plug? What are some of their names?
There's a lot of them. They're all incredible. My core player is Yakuba Sissoko. He is a force. You can hear him on my record. You can hear him on Paul Simon's record. He's absolutely incredible. My drummer is Manny Lane, who drums with Wycliffe Jean and many other artists. My bass player is Patrick Andy, who is also an incredible talent, plays the six-string bass like I've never heard before. Eli Menezes I have on electric guitar. I have Gil XL DeFay on trumpet, and now Marcus Miller on saxophone. And I have a couple percussion players. I have Kofo the Wonder Man and Drissa Kone, who both do talking drum, calabash, and conga. So it's a big group of us.
Wow, that's great, though.
Thank you.
That must be something when you go on stage.
It is. It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun, and and people tell us they have a ton of fun, and they also can see how much fun we all have. So it is great to have them.
Well, for you, I mean, some people just go make the music and say, I want to make a ton of money. Is that what it's about for you, or is it love of the music, or what is your goal?
My goal is to be able to do this forever and ever. I love writing. I love getting to perform. I love sort of the energy that I can create with my band members. So really just being able to do that every day and, you know, entertain people and let other people have a great time, too, is just all I could ask for.
Is an international tour in the upcoming, or is that in the distant future?
Nothing planned at the moment, but certainly on the list.
Well, is there anything that I haven't asked you that you'd like to share with us?
I don't know. I just check out the website for more info. And I'm on Twitter at Rachel Brown NYC. And everything's
on Facebook, too?
YouTube, et cetera. Yes, Rachel Brown Music on Facebook as well as YouTube. We just released a cover of Rihanna's song Stay, which I did with Ivo, who is this incredibly talented and renowned piano player. So that's the latest release from us.
Well, this is Building Castles is pretty new, is it, or isn't it?
It was released at the end of last year.
So are you already putting songs aside for your next endeavor?
Yes, I'm always writing and working on new material.
Well, I'm going to play one more song, or I'm going to end the show with that. And right now, we reached the almost the half hour. By the time I play the music, it will have been the end of the show. So unless there's something else you want to share with us,
that sounds good. That sounds good. Yes, I think Bumblebee is the next song you're going to play. That's our single, actually, my music video for it. It's on YouTube, if you'd like to check it out.
And we will. Is there a story behind any one of those particular songs? Or, as you say, they just come in your head when you pick up your instrument?
Well, they all have stories, but I try and tell them in the songs. So I try and tell the story of it through the lyrics.
All right. Well, it's certainly been a pleasure, Rachel Brown, to talk with you and have you come and share your music with our artist, and we certainly wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you very much.
You're definitely talented.
Thank you.
And this is the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. And as I said, we've been talking with singer and songwriter Rachel Brown. And I'm sure we're going to hear a lot about her in the future. And this is Deirdre Shuler thanking my listeners for making my topic topically yours. And we've been talking about Bumblebee, so let's go buzzing with Rachel Brown's Bumblebee. And hold on, and we'll be with you in one moment. Thank you.
beside me as we share our vows there, whispering how perfect this is, how rare it is to find a love like this. You wink at me, so I wink at you, then we close our eyes and say I do, and then I open mine and all I see is a feeling, and I realize that I've just been dreaming.
Listening to the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul.